Mark Ancos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We were joined in the first hour of the show by Frosty Wooldridge, who is organizing on a national basis this Truckers Truck Out boycott, which will begin on April 23rd and continue on the 24th and the 25th, starting at noon. All 48 continental U.S. state legislature capitol buildings will be encircled and shut down, bumper to bumper, three trucks wide. These truckers will also make their presence known inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon. For more information about this, go to Frosty Wooldridge's site at SaveAmericaFund.org or what we have posted at the Republic Broadcasting Network at RepublicBroadcasting.org. And I was going to just check with Chris. Chris is our next guest here. Very good. We will shortly be joined this morning by Father John Martinez. He is an Orthodox Roman Catholic priest. He is the one who has been very much involved in the production of a video, or a DVD, as I understand it, that we have here available at the Republic Broadcasting Network, entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran. You know, as I was saying to Frosty during the first part of the show today, we are looking, it seems to me, at a two-pronged conflict between globalism and internationalism. On the one hand, we have this war going on in Iraq, which quite clearly is a war that is being conducted at the behest of corporate interests. It is a war that is being conducted at the behest of the Israeli lobby. It is a war that is bleeding America dry day by day by day by day. We're looking right now at approximately $500 billion that have been spent on this conflict. The most conservative estimates now indicate that the United States will have spent $1 trillion minimum by the time this whole mess is resolved. And yet you might ask yourself the question, when is it going to be resolved? There's nothing presently going on in Iraq that suggests that the problems with Shiites and Sunnis and Kurds is going to go away anytime soon. Because let's face it, folks, these conflicts have been going on for decades and for centuries, and the notion that the United States can solve within a handful of years what has been going on in the Middle East for a very long period of time is not only arrogant, it's absolutely absurd. And yet, by the same token, we are now talking about an expansion of this conflict into Iran. This is a very, very dangerous notion, it seems to me, for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is that in terms of the true American national interest, Frosty Wooldridge in the first hour of this show went a long way toward explaining to the rest of us how overexposed we are in terms of national debt, how weak we are in terms of our foreign trade deficit, how much our own society is undergoing the stresses and strains of all of this illegal immigration, which will fundamentally alter and fundamentally destroy anything that you and I have known in the past as the United States of America. I don't think that Frosty Wooldridge is at all being melodramatic, that he is at all stretching the evidence when he comes to that conclusion. It's the same conclusion that I've drawn, and it's one that presumably would be agreed to by Malcolm Gladwell. Frosty cited his book, The Tipping Point. Gladwell's last name is spelled G-L-A-D-W-E-L-L. Are we at the tipping point in terms of what's going on in this country between globalists on the one hand and nationalists on the other? I suspect that we are, and that what Frosty Wooldridge had to say in the first hour indicates that Iraq on the one hand, the truckers' protest on the other, may be the two fault lines in this great conflict. Mark Dankoff's America comes to you today live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We were joined in the show's first hour by Frosty Wooldridge. Thank you. Frosty has his website at SaveAmericaFund.org. And for those of you who have not been keeping up at this juncture with the so-called truckers truck out boycott, go to SaveAmericaFund.org or to what we have posted at RepublicBroadcasting.org. To get all of the latest on what's going to happen beginning on April 23rd, when all 48 state legislatures in the continental United States will be encircled by trucks and shut down, bumper to bumper, three trucks wide. These truckers will also make their presence known in Washington, D.C., in what Frosty Wooldridge indicates is a tipping point in the history of the United States. Is this a globalist empire or is this a nationalistic republic? This is the central core issue of our time, and I think as we talk about this in regard to the truckers' truck-out boycott, the international component of this is clearly the Iraq War. Is this a just war? Is the expansion of this conflict into Iran, a country that I lived in many years ago, is that truly in the interest of the United States? Is that truly a moral act? Is that truly something that is consistent with Christian teaching, Orthodox Christian teaching throughout the centuries? That's the subject for our next guest, who is Father John Martinez. John has a DVD, and I hesitate, I should say Father Martinez. I am myself am a Lutheran clergyman. I sometimes call my colleagues by their first name. I apologize for calling Father Martinez by his. But Father John Martinez has a DVD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran that is available through the Republic Broadcasting Network, which you can get to at republicbroadcasting.org. Father Martinez, how are you, sir?
Are you still alive there, Mark?
What's that?
Are you still alive?
Yes, I guess I'm still alive. Sometimes I wonder. I've had a very recent post on the USS Liberty incident of 1967 that's been making the rounds on the Internet, including Jeff Rentz's site at Rentz.com. I've been talking about the Israeli lobby and Zionism in the context of that article, and Mark Glenn informs me at the American Free Press that Rentz has had 1,200 hits on my article in the last 24 hours, thanks to Mark Glenn, who sent it to them, and I've been getting a lot of mail, so I can't imagine how much mail you must get in regard to the things that you're involved with. But Father Martinez, in regard to this war in Iraq, and in regard to the talk about an American preemptive military strike against Iran, who and what do you think is behind this talk? Who do you think is advocating this? And how do you evaluate this in the light of Christian teaching? Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, you know, remember what the Jews want, the Jews get. So the United States is controlled by the Jews. And Israel wants you know, United States to bomb Iran. So the answer to that is because the Jews want to the United States to hit Iran. See, they're not men enough. I mean, they have something like 400 nuclear bombs. What do they do themselves?
So yes.
They get a stupid gringo government to do the job.
Now we have. This is certainly my reading of this, and. You know, for those who may find the clarity of your comments to be a little shocking, I would point them to all of the Jewish sources in the international media. I think of the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, and I think of the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, which I guess is the equivalent of the Associated Press and the United Press International, except it is aimed toward an international Jewish audience. This is what their own news agencies and publications are saying.
Sure.
What do you think, then, sir, are the implications of so many individuals, particularly in the so-called Protestant evangelical community, who listen to figures like John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio, who has formed a Christians United for Israel organization, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, and others of that ilk who say that it is our Christian duty to support Israel, and if Israel wants to attack Iran or to have America attack Iran on its behalf, that we need to support this. What would you say to these men?
Well, I would say these bunch of traitors. You know, Falwell, Robertson, you can add Billy Graham and a whole bunch of traitors. This is what our Lord says very clearly in the Old Testament. These are like dumb dogs. They cannot bark. These are a bunch of cowards. I mean, what actually they are, if they are not Jewish, they are true, perfect, useful idiots of the Jews. But when the Jews say jump, well, these buggers, you know, these idiots, these cowards, they start jumping. They don't wait to say, well, how high you want us to jump? You know what I'm talking about here?
Yes, this, you know, to me, as I look at this issue, I think of a conversation I had the other day with Tex Mars. His publishing company, Rivercrest Publishing, has a new book out by a British author, and the British author's name is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, and the title of the book is The Synagogue of Satan, and Hitchcock goes to the book of Revelation. In chapter 2, verse 9, I believe, and in also chapter 3, verse 9, where when our Lord spoke through John to the church at Smyrna and to the church at Philadelphia in Asia Minor, there is a reference there to bewaring of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. What do you make of that biblical reference, and how should we understand that today?
Well, the trouble, you know, our Lord was very, very clear in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, repeatedly he said, you know, you are my people if you do my will.
Yes.
So once the Jews did not do his will, they were the hell with him. So they are no longer the chosen people. Even though the Vatican II, we can go for hours on that, the Vatican II now says that the old covenant has not been revoked, which is a bunch of nonsense.
In other words, go ahead, sir.
Pardon me?
Yes, I was going to say to you that I think you have touched upon something that is absolutely key in this conversation, and it is this. If one looks at the covenants of the Old Testament, beginning with the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 12 and 15, talking about the Palestinian covenant and the Davidic covenant, and Jeremiah's new covenant in Jeremiah chapter 31, that it seems to me that when we look at these covenants, that what God has, we need to first and foremost, I think, understand to whom God is speaking in these covenants. But then also, as you point out, when it comes to these covenants, there is the question of obedience and fidelity to those covenants on the part of those to whom God has addressed them and on the part of those for whom God has made these covenants. And so if you have a situation where, for example, in the Old Testament, dealing with Israel and Judah, where there was infidelity to the covenant, God judged that infidelity, did he not?
Sure. He's very, very clear. You know, in other words, you are my people if you do my will. But these so-called, you know, these perfect useful idiots of the Jews, you know, like Robertson and Billy Graham and what have you, they, you know, brainwash the people. I don't know how, you know, in other words, let me tell you something. I'm convinced that maybe you don't agree with me. But I think that, you know, to me, I consider that I call it degeneration, the humanity and humanity, to be the most knowledgeable, but at the same time, the most stupid.
Yes. Absolutely.
For example, we have, you know, people, you know, voting for this garbage under control of the Jews time after time after time after time. So many of these are Jews. Many of them, if not, they are not Jews. They're perfect Jews for idiots of Jews. They do what they do. The Jews won. In other words, for example, we have Congress, you know, pass the buck. You know, only Congress can declare a war. And now they let, Bush do whatever they want, whatever he wants. In other words, for example, this is one thing we have to remember that we have to, recognize that our Lord, the Jews are his people when they obey him. For example, it's very, very hard, very, very uncharitable for Catholics, especially Catholics, they know that the old covenant has been revoked because the Jews revoked it. So if you go along with the Vatican II teaching stupidity that all covenant has not been revoked. In other words, can the Jews can be saved as Jews? This is like a charity on the part of the Catholics. Because we know, for example, that our Lord told us very clearly in the New Testament that only in the name of Christ can you be saved. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely. And this is something that came up on the air several days ago with a couple of Roman Catholic speakers who were talking about these very points in regard to covenant and obedience, and in regard to the New Testament witness that one is saved by faith in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone. Obviously, for those who are not Christians, they would not believe that, but for those who are Christians, we must believe this.
Sure.
And as we look at that witness and testimony, maybe this leads us then to the next question. In regard to understanding Israel today, as far as the New Testament is concerned, who and what constitutes the Israel of God today? We'll be back with Father John Martinez, and we'll be discussing his DVD, An Unjust Attack on Iran, which you can find through the republicbroadcasting.org website. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. We'll be back
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Father John Martinez. Father Martinez has a DVD out entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran. You can find information as to how to procure that DVD at republicbroadcasting.org. And I want to tell you, folks, as a Lutheran pastor, I find the things that Father John Martinez is coming forth with to be highly important. That's an understatement. They're absolutely essential, particularly taken in conjunction with what Frosty Wooldridge was talking about in the first hour of the show in regard to the way in which globalists are trying to take over this country. The North American Union is but one extension of this in regard to NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization and so forth and so on. And behind a lot of these events and circumstances, I am convinced, stands the modernist Zionist state of Israel. And that's something, of course, that we will continue our discussion with today with Father Martinez. And tomorrow, Gary Brummett of the USS Liberty will be back on this show to discuss that situation. And I have posted an article. Mark Glenn tells me this morning from his post at the American Free Press that my article has already had 1,200 hits at Jeff Rentz's site at rentz.com, which you can get to, by the way, as well through my own links page at markdankoff.com. But my article is entitled The USS Liberty Case, The Israel Who Attacked Us Then is Destroying Us Now. You can find this at Breaking All the Rules News. It's been posted at rentz.com. Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan has picked it up with my blog there. And Mark Glenn has been kind enough to send it out to a series of other news agencies and contacts as well. Suffice it to say that this seems to dovetail with some of what Father John Martinez brings to us today in terms of his own confessional witness. Father Martinez, in regard to Israel, in terms of the New Testament, and in regard to what New Testament believers, at least, should see as the Israel of God, who and what, in your view, comprises, constitutes the Israel of God today?
Well, we know that the real chosen people of God are the Christians, the true Christians. So this thing about, you know, that Jews are still being the chosen people is a bunch of lies. Now, we know that many so-called popes, you know, especially JP2 and what have you, they were Jews. So in other words, remember that the old saying, the Jewish saying, that the blood is thicker than water. So consequently, the Jews stick together. So JP2 and now Benedict the 16th are bending over, you know, to the point of breaking their all backs down to please the Jews. In other words, but this is very, very unjust. They're going to pay for it if they don't repent, because it's not charitable to tell these Jews to stay with the old covenant, because that is not going to take them to heaven, because our Lord told us that we have to believe in Christ, and they don't believe in Christ. So what I'm talking about here, you know, we have to, I recognize that this farewell Robertson, Will Graham, multiplied by the thousands and not millions, are not doing a service to the Jews, because they tell them, you stay there. And believe me, many have already died, and they'll really be surprised. So as a matter of fact, you know, they're in for a big surprise. So in other words, yeah, we're not doing any justice to these people. You know, charity, in other words, charity sometimes covers, you know, have to be rough. And the Lord was very rough. In other words, for example, you know, remember Mel Gibson, the Passion of the Christ, cured that literally worldwide tons of crocodile tears were shed by people that saw that movie. In other words, for example, let's face it, let's be realistic about it. If Christ would believe it now, you think he'd be easier with the Jews now than he was at that time?
Not in my view.
I don't think so. I mean, he will be the person to crucify. So all these people that saw him, I would say not less than 90%, are brainwashed that the Jews are chosen and what have you. So our Lord will hit these people, you know, very, very frankly about the Jews, you know, the rottenness of the Jews. Because I think you agree with me that Jews can never be so powerful as they are now worldwide. And they, you know, in other words, the United Nations, for example, going back to the war, you know, in Iraq, you know that the United Nations are controlled by the Jews. In other words, why, for example, you know, Russia, China, especially Russia, why didn't they stood up against George W. Bush and say, if you're going to hit Iraq, you're going to hit us too? They did not. So they make a big show, you know, they try to put a big show that they don't want war with Iraq, but they don't put the foot down. We talk about the, you know, which is a big lie, that the United States is the only power in the world, superpower. It's a bunch of nonsense. We know, for example, that Russia is more powerful than the United States. As a matter of fact, Powell, you know, the mulatto Powell, the idiot, perfect idiot of the Jews, said very clearly years ago that Russia can destroy the United States within an hour. Disconnected with something in the Bible.
We'll be back with Father John Martinez. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Frosty Wooldridge joined us in the first hour of the show, and you can find Frosty's website at SaveAmericaFund.org. He, in conjunction with Wanda Piatti of Los Angeles, is organizing the truckers' protest that's coming up April 23rd, 24th, and 25th in every state capital in this country and also in Washington, D.C. You can find information again on that at SaveAmericaFund.org. Also, the Republic Broadcasting Network has posted information on this truckers' protest called Truck Out, and that, of course, can be accessed at RepublicBroadcasting.org. We are joined today by Father John Martinez, who, among many other things, has a DVD available through the Republic Broadcasting Network, and it's entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran. You know, Father Martinez, as we speak, it has been pointed out to me by one of our listeners that the Bible in the New Testament speaks very clearly in a number of places. I'm thinking of the Olivet Discourse, for example, in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. thinking as well of what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 about the Antichrist. And then we are also warned about these matters in numerous other places, the Petrine Epistles, John's Epistles, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. We are warned about these kinds of matters in spades in the book of Revelation, that there will be a great worldwide deception where people will be deceived into following things that are Antichrist and the Antichrist, believing in his signs and wonders and believing in his claims, and that this will in turn be connected to a great world political and religious and economic system entitled in Revelation chapter 17, The Whore of Babylon. When we look at all of this information about the end of time and a great deception that will come upon the world, is this present alliance between much of the so-called Christian right in America and the modern Zionist state of Israel a major part, a major component in this great deception that the Bible speaks of?
By all means.
Well, what do you think the implications of this are? It seems to me that one of them is that so many Christian people in the United States and in the West are supporting a military action in the Middle East that you believe is not of God. Is that correct?
Well, sure.
Do you believe then, is this really, as we understand more about you, is this the reason for your production of this DVD?
No, yeah, exactly. I remember what I'm saying. You know, for example, we, and you are a registered minister too, you know, we ministers supposed to be the oxen pulling the cart instead of the cart pulling the oxen. In other words, I'm talking about here, where are the ministers? You know, I'm talking about Catholics and Protestants too. You know, where are they are talking about? They're a bunch of cowards. They don't want to touch this thing. Let me ask you one thing. You know, in other words, are you familiar with I'm a simple priest, very simple priest. And have you ever heard of a bishop, but I'm sure you have heard, by the name of John Michael Boutian?
I've heard of him, yes.
You know, it would be nice, you know, for example, I don't know if he's still on the air. If you can contact him, and I'm sure that you'll be delighted, because he's a bishop, he's a head of the diocese, who prohibited his own soldiers under the pen of mortal sin to attack Iran. He came out a few days before during Lent of the year 2003, but it was too late. You know, he should have come out a little later, but the saying goes, better late than never. In other words, he should have come earlier, spoken out that his soldiers will be committing mortal sin. He would prohibit his soldiers from going to attack Iraq because it was an unjust war. And I think he's still in the end. I'm sure he's still the bishop, but it's not a Latin rite. It's a Romanian rite. You want his phone number?
Yes, absolutely. Give it to us over the air.
Okay, 1-330-492.
Okay.
8408.
84308. Give that to us again, Father Martinez.
1-330-492.
Okay.
8408.
Okay, that is 1-330-492-84308.
No, 8408.
8408. I'm sorry. I will read that again. 1-330-492-8408.
Exactly. You want his address?
That would be fine. Give it to us over the air.
1123.
44th Street. 44th Street.
Northeast.
Northeast.
Canton, Ohio.
Canton, Ohio, which is the headquarters of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, of course. Canton, Ohio.
44714.
44714.
Yeah.
Now and how does he spell his last name?
Botean. B-O-T-E-A-N.
Botean. Okay.
Now, you want his email?
That would be fine. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. J.M. Botean.
Okay.
It seems it's an A with a circle in.
Okay.
Romanian.
Okay, Romanian.
Catholic.
Catholic.
Period.
Period.
O-R-G.
O-R-G.
Period.
Period. So that is J.M. B-O-T-E-A-N, J.M. Botean, at RomanianCatholic.org. Very good. Well, we will. I will contact him for some additional information on some of these subjects. Thank you, sir. And that will also enable me, if I have listeners who want more information on a subject like this, I certainly can refer them to him. Thank you very much.
I encourage him. I encourage your listeners and you to get in touch with him because he's a bishop. He's the head of the diocese.
Well, yes.
The time. Now, let me ask you another question here. Are you familiar with, I just got a letter, H-Page letter yesterday, flyer. The title is A Military Chaplain Repents.
Yes, I have seen this post, and it has, someone sent it to me. I have read the post. Why don't you share some of its contents with our listeners? Go ahead.
Let me give you the main one. So I encourage you, especially this is this H-page letter is directly 100% to us ministers, Catholic priests, clergymen, and Protestants, and what have you. So let me show you, let me read the first paragraph so give you an idea of what it deals with.
Sure.
In August of 1945, Reverend George B. Sabelka, a Catholic chaplain with the U.S. Army Air Force, was stationed in Tinian Island in the South Pacific. He was assigned to serve the Catholics of the 509th Composite Group. The 509th Composite Group was the atomic bomb group. He served as a priest for those who dropped the atomic bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. After 22 years as a military chaplain, he retired as a lieutenant colonel. What follows is an interview with him by a Reverend Emmanuel Charles McCarthy, Reverend George B. Sabelka went to meet his God on April 11, 1992. Now the body, which I hope that you can read it and maybe share with your readers because it's very, very powerful. Remember, this is a Catholic priest, was because he died, and he was interviewed by Emmanuel McCarthy, who is also a Catholic priest. Anyway, Father McCarthy questions Sabelka, and it's a very, very powerful thing because he comes down to mention it very clearly at the end of the body of his letter. He does not expect, in other words, when he dies, and this is applies to each one of us ministers, you know, leader ministers. He said that he is not expected to be saved. He does not expect to God give him under justice. In other words, he relies, like I do, on the mercy of a God. We don't have a chance to go to heaven because we fail. We're a bunch of cowards. We religious leaders. We're supposed to be telling the people what's wrong. But he's saying, you know, because their hands are bloody. The hands of the religious leaders are bloody because they're keeping up the mouth shut. And some of these, like, for example, the perfect useful idiots of the Jews, Robertson, Tugwell, Bailey Graham, and a whole bunch of them, actually, they not only keep them mouth shut, which is worse, but they tell them that, if we're against Jews, we're against God, it's a bunch of baloney. In other words, for example, we are here serious. In other words, this priest here came out very, very, it's a very powerful letter, which I hope that you can read it think about it and hesitate. I hope that you and the listeners can get the letter.
I believe that that article and that letter and that interview are posted somewhere in recent days with LouRockwell.com. I believe that that's where I saw it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. LouRockwell.com.
Yes.
At the end of the article, yes, it mentions here something. If you keep an eye on that pencil there. It says, I don't know, whether it's a little confusing, but it says, find this article at, here we go, okay? In other words, I hopefully that's the article he's talking about, this H-based article. You got a pencil there?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Okay, it's HTTP.
Okay.
Semicolon.
Okay.
Two vertical lines.
Yes.
www. Period. LEWROCKWELL. Period. COM. Vertical line. ORG. 7 vertical line. MCCARTHY 5 period HTML.
Okay.
You got that one?
Yes, sir.
Well, it seems that, you people, the listeners that listen now, I encourage them very, very, especially the religious leaders that listen to what I'm saying, hopefully, if they have any conscience left, at times I begin to doubt. Did you get a hold of this article? It's a very powerful thing. In other words, this article, remember, it's written by a Catholic priest, and it comes out very, very clearly that, that we have failed. The Catholic Church has failed. In other words, we'd be a bloody mess, and so the Protestants. We take that easy way, and it's a very powerful thing. In other words, the poor priest would, hopefully, that the Lord had mercy on him. He says, it's very clear that he should have spoken up. It's a very, it's a, almost, I guess the priest was in tears when he was interviewed. I don't blame him, because I was reading an article of him weeks ago, in which said very clearly that when the United States hit Hiroshima and Nagasaki and what have you, the first city hit Hiroshima, 500 people, 500, half a million died immediately. And within 15 years, the rest would die because of radiation. In other words, this is to see that I was, if I would be responsible, that I don't blame Father Tabaka for his conscience being really hurt. So this is a very, very serious thing. So what are we as religious leaders are doing? We stop this garbage, I believe, I'm a firm believer, and maybe you agree with me, George W. Bush is possessed and diabolical. He doesn't listen to anybody. He's a dictator, a diabolical dictator, a tyrant. But people are letting him do whatever he wants. Something like 25% of the people do not agree with him on this Iraqi war in Iran. So in other words, this is a mighty, mighty serious thing. In other words, I'm convinced. It doesn't take any genius. I'm not the only one. America, as a matter of fact, the latest issue that I got in American Free Press, it talks about a military leader who says very clearly, this, like, agreeing with me that this is going to be through a world war, and then they start going to blow in nuclear bombs. Already Bush and the Israelites, his bosses, Bush being a Jew, doing whatever the Jews want. He already threatened Iran of using nuclear wars. So this bargain, you study the history of the Jews, even the Old Testament, they're British people. So in other words, when they're going to hit, and I'm sure given the time, Bush is going to hit Iran, already going to fight back. And then the stupid American people, the many millions, for example, these so-called 150,000 that are in Iraq. Well, believe me, they are sitting ducks. When the war starts, in other words, I met a regular last week, You remember the Iraqi people had a demonstration, and they want the United States, thousands met. They want the United States, and I don't blame them, but I would be wanting the United States out of there, you know, in Iraq. So
yes.
The war starts. Then these people, there are 150,000 or so American soldiers are sitting back. They will be killed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, and absolutely. And it seems to me, and I'm going to ask you a very controversial question, but Father John, you're no stranger to controversy and to answering controversial questions honestly. If there is, as a result of Mr. Bush's potential actions in the future, we're already into this in Iraq, if we go into Iran, and if this war with Iran were to ignite a much wider conflict throughout the Islamic world against the United States, would this conflict, in fact, serve the interests of the Jews? We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Father John Martinez. He has a new DVD out, which you can find at Republic Broadcasting, and it's entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran. We'll be back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
We're back. back. This is Mark Antoff and Erica coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest in the first hour of the show was Frosty Wooldridge. Frosty, of course, is the national organizer of this truck out protest that's going to take place April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. You can get to Frosty's website at SaveAmericaFund.org, or also read about it here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is at RepublicBroadcasting.org. And, of course, it goes without saying that Frosty Wooldridge is a broadcaster on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And not only that, he's a very, very fine print columnist and is a very, very fine human being as well. We are joined in this last hour and in the next hour by Father John Martinez. Father Martinez has a DVD out, which you can find and obtain at the Republic Broadcasting Network by going to republicbroadcasting.org, where you can get the information on this DVD, which is entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran. And as a housekeeping item, I will mention that I have discovered once again the piece at lewrockwell.com entitled A Military Chaplain Repents. This is by the Reverend Emmanuel Charles McCarthy, who is talking about Reverend George B. Zabelka. In August of 45, Reverend Zabelka was a Catholic chaplain with the U.S. Army Air Force stationed on Tinian Island in the South Pacific. He was assigned to serve the Catholics of the 509th Composite Group and was a priest for those who dropped the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And before Father Zabelko went to meet the Lord on April 11th, 1992, he gave a very extensive interview to Father McCarthy, which is available at lewrockwell.com. I will try to get that website or that URL posted later at Breaking All the Rules News, which many of you look at, in order that you might read the complete text of that interview as it has been printed. This is the time in the broadcast historically when we have a series of frequent commercial breaks and interruptions. I just wanted to alert Father Martinez as to that fact, as well as to mention again that there are a series of things that you can obtain at the Republic Broadcasting Network. One is more information on what Frosty Wooldridge is doing in terms of organizing this truck-out boycott on April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Go to republicbroadcasting.org for more information on that. Also, through the Republic Broadcasting Network, you can have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can also obtain Father John Martinez's DVD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran at republicbroadcasting.org. You can also give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That is 1-800-724-2719. And if you would like to call in today with any questions for Father Martinez, you can certainly do so at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I have posted, by the way, at Breaking All the Rules News on their main news page, more information on the situation with this upcoming truck out boycott. The last couple of stories that have been run by WorldNet Daily's Jerome Corsi, I have posted on the front news page. I will also be posting information on my interviews today with both Frosty and with Father Martinez that will give the listeners the opportunity to get more information on the website and the products. We'll be back with Father Martinez and coming to you live from the Podcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.